just come to you, dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus. And we're just so thankful. Oh, the gratitude could never be expressed. Lord, you love us. Thank you that you love us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. And as my sisters and my brother sang, oh God, could it be that we would be in that company singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Oh Lord, oh let it be. Let it be something that is so sweet to our taste, God, that it would be the very thing that gives our heart the beat, Lord Jesus, today. God, what you're doing in your people, it's a marvel. Lord, you're here today. Your spirit is so abundant. I praise you as I was thinking, as my dear brother began the prayer. It's like the sound of the archangel, the trump of God. I'm so grateful that we're in tune for it today. Lord, let us wake up this morning to be about the things of our Father. Oh, what Christ did for us. God, help us to learn, and help us to learn quickly. Lord, you're here this morning in such a mighty way. Bring your people that peace and comfort and joy, God, that only you can bring. Let us look to you, God, with a vision that only you can sharpen. Lord, you said without a vision, your people perish. And oh God, I would want that we would seek you more and more and more. I'm so grateful to you in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, brothers and sisters, we have another new year before us. And the Lord has called me today to speak to those of us who maybe came up just a little bit short of all of those New Year's resolutions that we made last year. And I guess maybe I'll put it a little bit more bluntly. How about for those of us who quite didn't get it all together last year? What do you think? Now, for those of you who did, I don't want you to cry out and raise up your hand. You can sit there and feel a little bit special this morning. That's quite all right. But I do encourage you to pay attention, to be attentive, because I was thinking it might be this afternoon that it starts to become unraveled and you'll need this message anyways. So let's just stay with it. But what the Lord has put on my heart, brothers and sisters, are the things that... about you, the things about me that need to be overcome in our life. But somehow, no matter how hard we try, it just doesn't seem to happen. Seems to come up a little bit short. But aren't you thankful for the Word of God? I'm just thankful for the Word of God. I just can't tell you how thankful I am for the Word of God. But it's like having a cold cup of water when you really need it. It's like having a sweet hand that comes down and picks you up. Not just helps you get up, but picks you up and says, arise. When you're just too weary to go on. And then it's that one that brings you those wings. Says, come on, honey, you're going to soar with me now. It's time to soar, brothers and sisters. And I believe that nowhere else in the Word of God is this ever going to happen in your life. Until your name is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Amen. And I want you to turn there. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. And it says there that there is therefore now, right now, no condemnation. No condemnation. To them which are in Christ Jesus. Let's read that again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now listen to that. I mean, really listen. And believe it today, and believe it, brothers and sisters, like never before. I really believe it. I've found so often in my life, and maybe not in yours, but in mine. Sometimes you get up here and Here comes the testimony. Maybe you didn't want to hear. But I'm going to tell you something. The things that I found that have always kept me back, that have kept me down in life, are guilt and shame. Are guilt and shame. And guilt and shame are a very, very destructive duo in a life. Guilt and shame will always keep you down. Guilt and shame will always keep you discouraged. Guilt and shame will even have you finding yourself downright depressed. Yet you know what? I read in the Word of God, the guilt and the shame is exactly what Jesus Christ became for me. It's exactly what Jesus Christ took for me. Upon that cross, He became that. Do you realize that? He took it for you. Amen. He took all of that guilt and shame, and that's why we can sit here today and read Romans 8:1 and say, "Hallelujah, Jesus, I'm free." You're free. I don't care what you think. If you're a child of God here today, you're free. Brother Ty said it right. We got to start living up to who we are in Christ Jesus. We're living way too far below our means. I'm free. I'm free. There is, therefore, now no condemnation. You going to get your heart around that one here today? Or do you still like playing with something that's not true? Come on. Sometimes the devil likes to get us downright comfortable with guilt and shame. Oh, I feel better that way because I deserve it. Well, sure you do. But you've got Jesus. And He told you that He took it. He became that. And He told you that you're free. You don't just feel freedom. It's faith. You are free. It's just something that you are. Come on now. I'm waiting. I'm waiting till faith's going to take over. And I start seeing freedom in the faces of the people of God. It's time. No more of this. Lord, I'm free. Lord, I'm free. Shout it. Lord, I'm free. Yes, I am free. Only God's going to take you there today, brothers and sisters. There is therefore now no condemnation. Condemn. I'm going to tell you what it means. I think you need to know. Unworthy. Unfit. Disapproved. Guilty. Doomed to punishment. And yet I read in here, none of that applies to me. None of that applies to you. No matter what I did. And no matter what I do. I'm free. I'm free. There is therefore now no condemnation. Because I am in Christ Jesus. Did you read that for yourself? There is therefore now no condemnation. Because I am in Christ Jesus. I love to say that to the old devil, don't you? Take that. Flee. Get thee behind me, Satan. No way. No way. I'm free. Did you know we're free from all of it? Now that wasn't just some things. That wasn't just a few things. Everything. See, God, when He sees us, brothers and sisters, He sees us in the perfect life of His Son. Did you hear that? In the perfect life of His Son. Because He sees the blood. Amen. Justified. I love it. Holy. Righteous. I don't try to be these things. I am in Christ Jesus. Free. I'm clean. Just as if I never sinned. Oh my. Free. From sin and guilt and shame. And you wanted something to be excited about today. Your old Broncos didn't get in. But you did. And you've already won. You've already won. Praise God. Because see, the victory is His. The victory is His. It is finished. It's for the people of God. Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
If we could ever just completely grasp and immerse and believe that it is finished, that I am free, that I'm really going to get in my life, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It is too good to be true. Sure it is. Sure it is. But that's exactly what the love of God is. It's just too good to be true. If I could have conceived in my own mind what the love of God was, it wouldn't be that special. But that it's too good to be true, that's exactly what the grace of God is. It's too good to be true. And you know, for the self-righteous ones that say, oh, there's just another one of them old grace preachers just giving his congregation a free ticket to go out there and sin and live to the flesh, I say to you, oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. We do not sin willfully that grace may abound. See, you have to start understanding what the Word of God and His grace is all about. This isn't the ticket to sin. This is the ticket to live abundantly. This is the ticket to embrace and realize the grace of God and what it's done for me and what it's doing in me and how it continues to release me. Brothers and sisters, He said, every weight. Every weight. So there must just be a weight that I am carrying around today, or else I would be taking flight right now.
Hallelujah.
You too. You too. Do you realize that? Yes, God, help me to be ready. But help me to understand that I have not apprehended you. But I hope. And I'm abounding in it. You've given me this message. I know I could never get it done. But I know the grace of God has made me free. He's wonderful, isn't He? Chains are breaking. I hear the clanking going on today. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. The things I never could do, I'm finding Him doing in my life. It's so exciting. It is. Things that I've waited on. And there's things I'm still waiting on, brothers and sisters. I want you to know that. You're a work in progress. You're a work in progress. Don't let that devil get you down. This isn't just a pep talk. This is the Word of God. God help us if we get up here to try to make each other feel good. But you know what? You start believing the Word of God and you can't help it. You just can't help it. You realize who you are? who your Father is? I was up here praying on Friday night. That's my Father.
Yes, amen.
I mean, my Father. Do you see Him? The sheep hear His voice. You do. Oh, I haven't heard it for quite some time. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, yeah. His sheep hear His voice. And He speaks to His sheep all the time. I had a dad that never lay off. Kept coming at me. Oh, Dad, I heard that one before. That's good. You're going to hear it again.
Hallelujah.
And then when I'm done with it, you're going to hear it again. That's what our Father does. He's going to keep coming at you. Again and again and again and again. And you got a Father, let me tell you something, that loves you more than any daddy could have ever loved you here. So for those of you who didn't experience a dad, you've got the Father. You've got the Father. I said so long to my daddy about 8 years back. When I said so long to my daddy, I said hello to my Father like I never said before. I knew that those things had to go out of my life. I can see those things that were such great blessings to me. But God said, you know what, son, we got to move on. These things I allowed to be blessings in your life. But you know what? Now we're going to go on. You're going to become a mighty man of God. You're going to have bold steps of your own, brother. You're going to come unto me and you're going to come boldly now because you need me like you've never needed me before. Oh God, we're in the midst of such great trial. And we are, brothers and sisters, because the Word told us that it would be that way. So what are you relying on today? Really, what are you relying on today? You relying on yourself? Whew, God help you. You relying on any man whose breath is in his nostrils? Get over it quick. You've wasted time already. It's time to start putting confidence in God like never before. And it's a sweet time to do it. Praise the Lord, living testimony of the faithfulness of God. Isn't it wonderful that we can be in a world of so much unrest, so much hate, so much confusion, and little old you and little old me can walk into a place and just say, you know what? I know. Well, what makes you so special? Well, I know. Because the Bible tells me so. Bible tell you so? Oh, yes, the Bible tells you so. And it's nothing of any prideful manner. I just got confidence in my Father. He can write any check that needs to be written. Oh, yeah. He's getting me through school right now. Can you imagine that?
Hallelujah.
And He sent the power of His might just to make sure by the grace of God. Come on, son. The greatest fight of faith that's ever been, brothers and sisters. You ever fought to get married? You ever had to outdo all those men, brothers, to get that hand? Come on now. There's a fight in that. There is. It's the greatest fight there's ever been. The good fight of faith. How wonderful. The privilege. The privilege that now are we the sons of God. Take a look around. I don't think I'm going to make it to the inauguration. I hope you're praying for your president to be, if God tarry. I'm thankful to God that He's picked a man to give His invocation that's a Christian. And you should be too. I think it'll start out right praying in Jesus' name. How about you?
Amen.
Where it goes from there, I don't know. But I'm still going to be praying by the grace of God. Because that's who God's appointed. And see, there's harmony in a heart when we just get with what God's appointed. What do you think of that, huh? You think there was a lot of them fussing when David was put up? That kid? What's he know? He hadn't been in the temple for a long time. He'd been out there with the sheep. They didn't realize that he'd been in the temple all the time. He'd been feasting with the Father. And praise God, he was there in the courts of the Lord. He was growing like nobody knew. And God knew that he was the man. Praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, we are the sons of God. And you know, as we close this up, I am tired of hearing from many a Christian how we need to be accountable. What did he say? I said, I am tired of hearing from so many a Christian how I need to be accountable. Well, I want to get something straight right now. I want you to put it on the record and don't you dare forget it. I cannot be accountable for anything. I am not capable of being accountable for anything. And neither are you. And neither are you, brothers and sisters. But I'm going to tell you this. He became all the accountability I'll ever need upon the cross. Ooh. Do you think you can let go of it like that? What do you think? Oh no, I just got to keep hanging on. Don't you realize what my old man can do? Fail. Absolutely fail. Brothers and sisters, he paid the price once and for all. It came to a point in my life one day, I said, Lord, you've encouraged me to start making great gains of faith in my life. I am tired, absolutely tired of living all of those imitations.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? The imitations? Yes. I'm talking about the imitations of I'm going to be accountable. Or that you're going to be accountable for me. Or we can get together, we can talk about how accountable we are for everybody else. What do you think? Do you see how absolutely silly that is? I appreciate that we can give a ready answer to any brother or sister in Christ. Lord said we should be able to. But I want to encourage you in the Lord. And how I can encourage you in the Lord is Christ Jesus will get it done. He really will. See, I realized, brothers and sisters, it wasn't working. My old man, all he wanted to do was continue to take all of that strain and all of that stress. And he was thinking all the time, oh, I'm going to bring about this great change in your life, son. Didn't you realize I can do this? And you know what? It never, ever happened. All of those things I wanted to have different in my life, it never happened. And I finally realized why. Because that old man is dead. He's dead. He's dead. And he can't do it. What would Jesus do? Mm-mm. Christ in me.
Hallelujah.
It's different. It's different. Do you see the difference? Christ in me. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in us. Brothers and sisters, it's glory time. It's absolute glory time. And Christ in me, the hope of glory, is all the glory I'm ever going to need. It's the only glory, praise God, there is in your wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh my. How about no more acting godly, brothers and sisters? Huh? You ready to quit trying to be a Christian? Do you try to be a human being? Really? Okay, I'm going to try to have my heartbeat right now. That's how silly it is. Oh no. Oh no. I read read in that sweet epistle of John. I am of God. I am. You are too. He gave me His very life. I've got that living in my life. That is my life. And any life I live now, He says it's going to be by faith. It's going to be by faith in Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. The simplicity that's in Christ, it can't get any more simple than that. It just can't. It's here. It's the open hands to God. It's, Lord, You're my all sufficiency in all things. It's, Lord, Your grace is sufficient. It's, Lord, that victory was done upon the cross. Boy, when You said it's finished, I've just been rejoicing in that. I can't tell you how I've been rejoicing in that. It's done. I'm free. I don't have any condemnation on my life. Do you realize now how you can grow? He said you grow in grace and knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It has to happen that way, brothers and sisters. Romans 8:1 is yours. It is yours. And praise be to God. I'm going to tell you, every single day, as the Lord just writes that upon your heart, you'll wake up, and I'll guarantee you, because it's the Scriptures, there'll be another layer of faith that morning for you. And another layer of faith, and another layer of faith, and another layer of faith. And it's all in love, because faith can't work but by love. Until one day. And I was thinking about this last night. And boy, it was true this morning. Because I didn't get to bed till I don't know what time. I don't even know if I ever got to bed. But see, at about 2 o'clock, I quit a fussing. And He said, now, son, what have I told you to tell those people? If I keep you up, I'm visiting with you. Okay. But do we have to do this on a Saturday night? Supposed to preach tomorrow. Then it was like, it's on you. It's on you. Always is. But it was true this morning. I got up. And I did have to wipe it from my eyes. But I went to that mirror and I looked in it. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I see a mighty man of God in the making. Only He can do that. Only He can do that. I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, if we just seek that. God, let me just take the place that You have for me. Let me just know that that calling upon my life is so precious. It's so special. It's for a specific place in Your body. A specific place in Your body. And yet I want to wrestle with You. I want to tell You that I want something else. I want to tell You it should have been a different way. And this is a very God telling me, be still, son. Know that I am God. And then as the devil wants to come right in there and hurt me again, the Word whispers to my ear, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? I am in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus. Take it and run. Take it and run right into the midst of the throne. Because it's the only thing that's ever going to get you there. Let me tell you, that bride, she's free. She's so free, she soars. She flies. She rises above it all. Because she truly is the full overcomer in Christ. And you'll never be the full overcomer in Christ until you truly realize and embrace what's already there for you. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You, Lord. You're speaking to us mightily today. We're grateful to you for your word, Lord Jesus. Help us to begin to receive this. Lord, we're going to start living the love of God, the power of your might when we receive the word of God. As you said, this isn't the ticket to sin. Oh, no. This is the ticket to live by the grace of God and have the love of God working mightily in my life to will and to do of your good pleasure. Thank you that you are my righteousness. Thank you that you are my holiness. God, we are a people. We're your people. We're seated together in the heavens in Christ with you right now. Our citizenship is in the heavens in Christ right now. God, as we go this day, let us rejoice in that. God, what you've made us in your wonderful Son, the shedding of his blood. We're going to partake of it today. This do in remembrance of me. And in that moment that he shed his blood, hallelujah, and died and became sin for us who knew no sin. That moment became, there is therefore now no condemnation to me. Because I'm in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's in that wondrous name we pray and give you all the thanks and glory. And someday it's going to be face to face. Praise be to God in the name of Jesus. Amen.